The recordings have started. Please start.
Thank you very much, Wendy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Mpox Cancer Review call on Wednesday, 28th of February, 2018. On the call today, we have Gangahad Pandey, John Carr, Juan Manuel Rojas, Ponsele Ileleji, Raul Ploma. On the audio bridge, we have Remy Mweke. And from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. And please kindly mute your mic when you're not speaking. Thank you very much, and over to you, John.
Well, I can take over while we wait to join. So, has everyone had a look at the new charter, or more like the old charter, and if they've found those points in the new charter that we've been working on? Nobody had any comments on the allocated sections, but I don't know if those were really the ones allocated in Los Angeles. I did have the third, and Martin had the second, but all the rest of them, I just sort of tried to remember them. John, do you have something to say about the you've been checking out the section 3? I've noticed I've made a little mistake with my spreadsheet, because that has the charters that are in the new charter, not the old ones. It should have really been the old one in the spreadsheet, because that's what we need to find in the new charter. So that was my mistake. I hope everyone was able to do their share, even though that was the wrong way around. Joan? So basically, I had actually started working on the executive committee instead of the membership, but that's my fault. I did find a few things in the executive committee that I think are missing from our new charter. I was going through them on my computer. The first ones are fine, but then there was in the old charter, 3.1.1.3, it says, obtain from the membership committee chair the names of candidates for each office to be elected, or obtain from the policy development committee chair the title of the policy issue for vote. I don't think we actually have a process like that. I think our membership chair doesn't have that responsibility.
Hi, Raul. They called me out. Sorry about that.
All right. Good.
But I'll, you continue anyway. This is your this is for you anyway. So welcome, everyone, first of all. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think we, on the 3113 in the old charter, where it says that membership committee, so our chair, membership chair, do you think, like, maybe you and Ganga especially, do you think we should have the membership chair do this, like, so that basically everyone who wants to be elected, they submit the application to Ganga? I think that's what the old charter 3113 basically says.
Yeah, it goes to him and is that what you're saying? But we have a different
program. Yeah, so that I think now it's to chair and the executive committee or either or, but is it at the moment that it already goes to Ganga?
Mm-hmm. No, it goes to, they fill it out and it actually goes to Mariam, NCSG. It doesn't come to us at all.
No, but the NPOC elections.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about membership. Oh, so you're talking about, tell me which section you're in so that I go right to it.
So, okay, it's the old charter, 3113.
Right. Oh, I
and,
see. Okay.
Yeah, so that basically says that the membership chair would get the list of candidates in the election.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's another bit where something goes to the treasurer as well. You know, it's the way we've tried to, because there's quite a few active NPOC people, we've tried to, like, streamline it so that each of us in the executive committee would have a certain responsibility that otherwise there would be a whole committee of doing. But, like, this is the way we need to do it. So I think it is good.
When I did the elections before, because I was a membership chair, there was what I did was for a period of time, because the election is broken down into the applications and then the deadlines. So once the deadlines were over as a membership chair, then it was passed on so that the executive committee dealt with it. So I would be okay with that.
That they would come to the executive committee.
That it would come to the membership chair, as you're saying.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because then it's clear what happens by what date and whom is responsible.
That's right. And then maybe the membership chair will have a look at the candidate so that everyone's eligible and everything. You know, like that's his responsibility.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's something we'd need to include.
Yeah. Just because we're going for the team approach doesn't mean that there are not responsibilities that each person has.
Of course.
Say, right.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, of course we will cover for each other if there's like if that person can simply not do the responsibilities at that moment or something. So.
Right.
And then another thing on the old charter, the 3114, and I'm sorry I'm going through the executive committee points now, but like, because those I mistakenly did, I can do the membership ones after that, like I was supposed to. But I noticed another one, 3114, it says, collect and post on the NPAC website the statement of qualifications and intentions of all candidates or policy issues on the ballot. Now, I didn't find this kind of specific, like a section that would say that statement of qualifications and intentions would be found on the NPAC website. I don't think it says that anywhere in our new charter either.
Right. It has to say it somewhere, so that's a good place for it to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that would be the most obvious place and for, like, everyone to see who's coming and, like, what kind of qualifications they have. So, I mean, others might be encouraged also if they're holding a PhD or something, they might just have a shot at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, just to be clear, the old way we did things, it was the membership chair received the applications, ensure that all the qualifications and requirements are met, and only those are then sent to the executive committee. So it would be all should be along that line, that all the qualifications that the membership chair, the ones that are posted on the website, have met all the qualifications and requirements as well.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So basically, so that's the way we do it now. That's what is in the old charter as well, and I don't think we need to change that, so we need to add it into the new charter.
New one, right.
Yeah, and I noticed that when I went through some of this, I noticed that there's a lot of, like, sort of specific, like, single lines saying about something. Whereas us, we in our new charter, the wording is more ambiguous. So it sort of covers a lot of these single sections in just, like, one sentence.
Right.
Yeah. Well, 3.1.2.3 in the old charter, 3.1.2.3, it says that keep records and make such accountings as are necessary to satisfy the requirements of any funding source or grant. That I couldn't find, but we have a treasurer section in 4.2.9.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be a good responsibility. I mean, that's the basic responsibility of the treasurer, I think.
Right.
And the previous couple ones, like, basically the whole 3.1.2.
I don't know. I know that this is going to be reviewed by a number of people, but that's a good question.
Normally there'd be somebody.
Mariam, speaking.
Hi, Mariam. Go ahead.
Basically, if I understand Sam correctly, I think So when Ken Barr helped us with the drafting of this charter, what he did was use the best of breed. So they had like a template or some sort where, you know, the best of the different charters were used as a template for other, you know, so that other communities can use that. So that was what was sent to us. And so if we have a question, you know, we can easily go back to the very first one that was sent to us, and it would help. If not, then I'm guessing we can speak to Benedetta or anyone else. But I think that's the same document. If nothing else, they would refer to. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
So Did I get this right, Mariam, that a consultant will have a look at this before we submit the charter to public comments?
No, not a consultant. It will be an ICANN staff who would go through it. In this case, I think it's Benedetta.
Yeah.
But we have, yeah, we have the best of breed charter that was sent to us at the very beginning, and I, you know, I, if we don't vary from that too much, then I don't think we can go wrong.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to be in Puerto Rico early, like I'm leaving on Monday. So Mariam, if the printouts are there, I would probably just sit down and just cross-reference again before our actual meeting again, because I, you know, I like to see them side by side, you know, so.
Sure, John, no worries. I'll ask someone to get that ready for you, because I'm not going to be in Puerto Rico, so
right.
Most likely, yeah, I'll, like,
yeah.
get someone.
Yeah. So I have some time just pre ICANN, and then we'll have our meetings, because then, as Raul is saying, as you go through it, you think you're done, and then you see, oh, gosh, there's this, you know. And we want to make sure everything is covered. We're not trying to get away from our duties. We're trying to streamline them.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Raul.
Yeah. Did we take notes of these changes that we discussed? Mariam, did you take any notes?
I'm sorry, notes of what? Sorry?
Did you take notes of any of the changes that we discussed just now?
No, I didn't, but I could if you wanted me to. I could always go back to the transcript.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I guess my last suggestion was to give some of these financial records and those to the Treasury. Like, it's in the 429 in the new charter. 3123. In fact, the whole 312 section in the old charter, we need to have that included in 429 or whatever the treasurer final section will be.
And then the membership oversee of the election.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So, since we're on the old charter 3.1, I did look for this one, but I didn't write it down, that we can make appointments. So I just want to make sure, because we should be able to make appointments. Yes, we did. Yes, we did, because we had a conversation about that. I forgot where
it was.
Yeah,
there's 313 in the old charter, and I found it in the new one, 426.
Right. Additional committees, we did do that. Yep. Okay.
Right. I think that's my share on the executive committee so far. Do you guys have some to add? On your sections, Juan or Sam?
While they're thinking about it, can I just say something?
Mm-hmm.
In our composition for the old charter, 3.2 in the old charter, we have 6 positions. The secretariat has now been a staff position.
Yes, that's scratched.
Right.
That's changed to treasurer.
which is an appointment, right? So
yeah.
So the question is REC then 6 positions or 5 positions? So we have to make sure that's clear. Do you see what I'm saying?
Or are they shared just now, actually? We
I think in a lot of organizations, not-for-profits, I don't know about other organizations, I know not-for-profits for sure, they have something called director-at-large.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have a position there. Because I think that unless we change the competition, the composition, because it says it shall consist of 6 officers.
Right. Yeah, our website is actually, it needs to be updated on the, because that has Olivia as the secretariat.
I know. It's, and I think part of his problem is he doesn't really have a position, and I think that's wrong as well, because you can't
be
responsible for something if they're not really,
mm.
You know what I mean? It's not, I never think it's a fair thing, so.
Right. So I guess it's really 5 positions.
I'm sure they're not working, but, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I think 5 is sufficient.
5, so that now do we have that in the, let me just go to make sure that we did actually say it's 5, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was able to find, there was the chair, vice chair, and policy committee chair, communications chair, and the treasurer, but, well, yeah, that's not part of the XCOM.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to... so we'll have to change the chairs and stuff, but that stuff, that's edits. So we still have to make sure that the job of those coordinators are still, because people are going to apply for them, right? In the new charter, where is the elections, just so that we...
Actually, in our new charter, it also says that secretary is part of the executive committee.
Yeah. But do we want to use the word secretary? But they don't take notes. That's usually what the secretary does, and then dispense them, and that's the between the chair and the staff.
Wait, John, did we not was Olivia was voted as the secretary, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that wasn't appointed, and I mean, so basically, if we want, we can take it out. But it's basically been there, and it's all already in our new charter. But yeah, I guess we have sort of thought that that's going to be like Mariam doing the secretary duties, and then we'd have the other 5.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that we'd sort of need to discuss that.
Yeah, that's why I brought
what
it up.
What way it's gonna be? Yeah, do we want to? I guess we could discuss that on the email list, really.
Yeah, because I think that's a significant change. Number one.
Yeah.
And we need to resolve it.
Yes.
It's Sam here again.
Hi, Sam.
I think, you know, secretary gets appointed from within, and I think in my view, in most places, it's handled like the treasurer. Those who are appointed from within are accountable to the executive committee. They are in and out of meetings depending upon what's going on, but whatever the remit of the executive committee is in terms of decision making, they're only there in a kind of support and advisory capacity.
Tom, it's really hard to make make sense of what you say, because I think your microphone volume is like too high, because it breaks the noise into a little. Oh, that's much better.
So can you repeat it?
Okay, is that better?
It is.
Yeah, that's much better. Yes.
Okay, it was sitting down near my coat. I was saying that in many of the organizations that I've been involved in, the boards and so forth, both the secretary and the treasurer are positions appointed by the executive committee, mm-hmm. and they're answerable to the executive committee, and they participate as needed in meetings, which is usually quite frequently or all the time, but that whatever the remit of the executive committee is, they don't have a say in those decisions. They can offer information, but they're not elected, and they're not part of the EC.
Right.
I think I'm just going to check it. But
so in the old charter, the secretariat assists the EC with all the administrative. So we know that it's normally about taking. Notes and stuff. They don't have to do that. Provide timely notice on the MPOC site and serve all constituency agendas and stuff, which also is in the chair's responsibility. So maybe that's what we have to do. Is what is there an overlap of duties? Number one, request for nominations on the website. So there's a lot of websites. Notification on the secretariat's part, which communications and the vice chair does as well, and you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So
thing is, the 3.2 in the old charter. I mean, that's basically the rules that we are living under now.
Right. That's right.
That says, as long as there's sufficient willing participants, the EC shall consist of the following six officers.
Right.
Now, it doesn't say that all those officers need to be elected.
Right.
That's true. But it does say in 3.1.1.3, it says that the membership committee chair gets the names of candidates for each office to be elected. But it says to be elected, it doesn't say that we need to elect all of those offices.
Right.
So we need to be sure of that.
Yeah.
And sort of decide that how do we want it. I do think Olivia was elected as a,
yes,
as a secretary now. Yeah. So it's just something came up here.
But he hasn't actually made any attempt in any way to do any of these duties or suggest a way.
Right.
So, like, you know, yes, he was asked to do certain things, but you still have your duty as your position.
Mm.
So that's the disappointment I have.
Right. So I guess we don't really need that position.
No.
Yeah.
What I'm saying while I was going through it is Miriam or, you know, on ICANN staff, if it's not Miriam, it might be somebody else, like, or if there's other staff, that's already there. Communications does a lot of these notification. And interestingly, I always ask, send a notification to one for anything to go on the website. Is this just an overlap, I mean, as well? The budget stuff, it goes to the treasurer. So now, at the very end, 3.3.38, in the charter I'm looking at, it says advise and assist the chair and other members of the EC, which is what a lot of positions called member at large does. So if there's a duty, you can allocate it to the director at large, I guess is what it's called. So we could have that. We could, you know, to satisfy. So that's that would be my suggestion, because, you know, or we can change it to 5. It is the time to change it.
I think we should.
Yeah, because there's like 3-3-6 and 3-3-3-7. They are both like treasurer responsibilities.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
So the question is, do we delete it, that position? This is for the future, for the new one, or we rename it to director at large.
We leave it as it is, Joanne, because it has always been there.
We leave it as a secretariat?
Yeah, we leave it as a secretariat, and I mean, that's what it is, and then internally we try to deal with whatever situations we have with whoever is holding the position, but we leave it as it is. But Joanne,
I think,
always been there before.
I think Mariam does that pretty much as it is, and basically Mariam is acting as our secretary now. So, and she's already doing advising and assisting the chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me, Raul. We should always note that Mariam's position is an I can't staff that assists constituencies, and yes, she's mandated to assist us, but us too in our own internal processes have to have that in place. So I think it's important we leave it. We should not just make it to say, okay, because we have I can't place the staff to help us in doing some of those things. That doesn't mean within our own internal processes we shouldn't have it. And that's why I think it was there. Now, if we had an issue with, we have issues with people not doing what they're supposed to do, that one we deal with it internally. You know, I don't feel it is necessary we remove it, and it has always been there from the beginning. And that's my view anyway. Thank you.
Great, Pantley. So here's my question. Many of the duties that are listed are being done by someone else, is the point I was trying to make. And if you notice, a lot of things are overlapping. So other than the very last statement, even that position is already being done by a number of people, actually 4, if you really want to come down to it, 4 people. So it's like that is almost null and void in terms of the duties. I'm not talking about people, I'm talking about the position is already being done by other people.
Yeah, I agree. Like almost all of them. And
I agree on
that.
Okay, what we should do, maybe we should streamline it. I totally agree. It looks replicated. Other people have been doing so. Maybe we should streamline it. But deleting it entirely, or maybe we should streamline it exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could take the whole 333 out.
Yeah.
And basically, but before doing that, just make sure that all of the items there are transferred to another responsible person.
Right.
Yeah.
Position. Make it position. Another responsible position. Yeah.
So
can
what?
You,
what
note this down, Mariam, for the 333, to make sure that the responsibilities are shared to the right people in the XCOM.
The secretariat position responsibilities are addressed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
333 in the old charter.
333. Yeah.
And like basically the way we've been working, we've been doing shares of what the secretariat should have been doing. So.
Right. Okay, so that was one that I noticed that has anything that sort of was an issue for me to deal with is the things I looked at, by the way.
Yeah. These are some of the last discussions that we're going to have. So, and these executive committee responsibilities are pretty fundamental.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we want to get things done, and we really want to start to focus on the job at hand of comments, right? So
yeah, on the content itself.
Streamlined and done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that we'll look at that. I have that written down because I will definitely, like, I will almost take responsibility for to make sure that it's addressed. So I will do that one while I'm in Puerto Rico, and then when we have our planning meeting, just go through it.
Yeah. So was that the last one you found on the executive committee?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe, Juan, would you like to?
Hello, this is Ganga. I have a point to make.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Ganga, go ahead.
Yeah. My point is, when we have elections and new body is coming, in case there the old members are not there in the new body, in the present form, in the old chapter, the secretariat ensures the continuity. Right? So in the absence of the secretariat, this continuity, how we will be able to maintain in case the new body doesn't have any members from the old body?
We have to operate under the old charter until the new charter is approved. So nothing changes right now.
Yeah, that I understand. In the new charter, once we bring in the provisions of the new charter, which doesn't have the secretariat.
Yeah.
Right? And when elections happen and a new body comes sometime, and which doesn't have any members from the old body, a completely new body, it is possible, right? Technically, it is possible. So in that case, there should be some mechanism to ensure continuity from the old body to new body.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the position. I'm sorry. So that those are term. You're talking about the terms. Right.
Because technically it's possible that a newly elected body may not be having any member from the old body.
Right.
Though it doesn't happen in practice, but technically it is possible. So in that case, we need some mechanism to ensure continuity.
Yeah, so those are terms that are sort of like, so for example, the chair is not 1 year, it's 2 years. You know, that there's a number of positions that are more than 1 year, so that if new people come in, there's always a, is that what you're talking about, the terms?
Terms and the continuity from election to election.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. So that's a good point. Do we have that? Because right now it's an annual situation. I thought we
in
had
the old charter,
before.
Yes, taken care of by the secretariat.
So the secretariat is a longer term. Is that what you're saying? Have that position, that it's a longer term position? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah, so you could have one or two positions that are more than a year. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yung, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Hey everyone, this is Juan for the record. I am wondering if you, John, are proposing to have an appointed position to be a link, or I miss the word right now, with ALAC. I misunderstood it.
Mm-hmm.
That is your proposal, John, or I misunderstanding?
I didn't say anything about ALAC. I mean, on this call, you mean?
Yeah. I think that I hear about that maybe we could create an appointed position to be a link or a liaison with ALAC. That's correct.
Okay, so
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I didn't hear. I didn't say it. But are you talking about the secretariat position that we could do that? Is that what you're saying? Or did you misunderstand that I said that? I guess that's what I'm trying to.
I think that I misunderstand it.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I did not. I mean, that's something that we can talk about as an appointment, but that's not. I did not say that. No.
Okay. Thank you.
On the other hand, Juan, I think Raul had asked you before Ganger spoke. If you had anything on your section to highlight. Right.
Yeah, can
Raul?
I just go before that?
Before
that. So if I understood Gangadhar correctly, his issue was that because if we now, basically we are going to have a new executive committee election before the charter is in enforced. So I think we can make it clear in the election that it will be very short, and then if the person elected in the election does well, then we can appoint him as the secretary after that. You know, he or she has improved. I proved to be valuable as a secretary, so then we can maybe appoint the person there. And I don't know. I think it would make this thing a little clearer if some of the executive committee was of these appointees. So basically, I'm suggesting that the treasurer and the possible secretary could be. Like they would be members of the executive committee, because it's like making it a little bit difficult as well to share all the communication to the relevant people. I mean, there's confusion with it pretty much all the time. At least I'm having some. But yeah, basically, the Gangadhar's issue, I think we can make it clear that it's only a short-term position. Because it's going to change after the new charter is in effect. We can just say that basically it will only last until the charter is in effect. We can do that as the executive committee when we make the elections.
I don't even think we have to. I think we just have to operate by the old charter until the new charter is approved. Because that makes
That's right.
That is going to make it complicated for people. To say, oh, am I going to operate this part by the old charter? And I think you have to run through the year, at the end of the term, because that's a real confusion. So we can say, once it's approved, you say the new charter becomes in effect this date, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
When we have the election for the secretary, we could say that that position will cease to exist after the new charter is in effect, right?
We don't even have to say that because they're not running for the new charter, they're running for the old charter. that would be for the next election, whenever that the person is aware that there is no such position. They would be aware of that at that point. Do you understand?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it might take us the whole year to get this thing in effect anyway.
And it's done. That's exactly what. But I like this idea of this appointment with the treasurer and the secretariat, as to Pontelet's point of keeping the position, and we have a person in that position that works with staff to ensure that the meetings are on the website. You know, they're ensuring, they're overseeing that staff, right? Because right now, you understand what I mean?
Yes, yes, there could easily be a role for such a person, but we are so few active people at the moment, so it's like,
And so it doesn't fall to someone. I think that in the future that might be, and then we keep it, as Pontelet says, but it's an appointment. So we search for, for example, just as an example, when we were in Abu Dhabi, there was someone from the media, and she was interested in helping MPOC. And, she wouldn't want to be on the board, but she wouldn't mind an appointment to just sort of oversee and put some hours in, kind of thing. So that, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and then it would be an actual position as well.
Exactly. So she said, I can't be on the board, but I would love to help. I don't know if you remember us having that conversation with her.
Right.
Yeah. So that, same as Sam, he has other duties, but happy to oversee. And come on the calls when the information is needed. Do you know what I mean?
Right. So do you think it'd be better to keep secretary and treasurer out of the executive committee, out of the formal executive committee?
Yeah.
I think we could easily have. Oh, okay.
The transition between those. Yeah. Yes. So we keep it. That's anyway.
Hello, John.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Remy.
Sorry.
This is Remy. Remy.
Oh, hi, Remy. How are you? Sorry, I didn't. Yes. Hi. Go ahead.
Yeah. The issue of secretary, I think it is important. It's for us to actually distinguish that from the treasurer. We are not the same. And then, just like Ganga noted in his submission earlier, what happens if we have a transition? Then the people, whoever is going to take over, assuming we may not all be very active or in the effort to start explaining why certain decisions we are taking, especially in terms of the secretary position, it may not actually be a difficult task. Understanding that, and I also know that there are some other constituencies that also have secretaries, just to straighten up the structure, So that's just my permission to that. Thank you.
No worries, and thanks. I heard some of it, not all of it. The point that we were trying to make is overall we're trying to streamline MPOC. And, what are the duties that are being addressed? And so the issue is many of the duties that are already listed under the secretariat's functions are being done by other people. That's the point. So the question is, it's about the position. Do we need that position as we go forward? And it's duplication of, because we're just a small group. So a small group needs to be able to have that ability to of appointing people as needed to get the work done. I tend to think of efficiency and getting things done. So that's the issue on the table. But, okay, so let's just take a quick, vote. Do we keep that position, the position of secretary? That's the first thing in the executive. So the next question will be, will it become an appointment? So it's a the question is, should it be an elected position or an appointment position? That's the question. So the position remains either way. Appointed position.
Yeah, I think,
hello, John. Hello?
I think it could be appointed position, but still part of the ESCOM.
Hello?
Yes. Okay, so we've got two for appointments.
Yes, hello.
Sorry,
hello,
go ahead.
John.
Hello.
Who is it?
Who's Johnny?
Oh, hi. Go ahead.
Okay, the Ponslet. I just wanted to say, yeah, it is better we keep the position secretariat, not as an appointed position. Remember, we are not doing this charter something for today.
Right.
Raul, personally, you have seen the time you have put in on this already. I remember when this thing started, initially I was there under the time of Klaus. So this is a charter that will stay for a very long time before another review is done. And the way you are leading Juan, MPOC is going to get larger. So look at that. We leave it there as secretariat because, as Mayam rightly mentioned, there's a lot of things the secretariat can do. It's just for us to make sure that we have the right person there that will do those things. But for us to remove it or try to make it an appointed position, I don't think it will do justice to all of us who have been involved in not-for-profits, and we know how not-for-profits run. I would prefer that it should stay there, and later within our own internal structures, there will be somebody that will come along. As the way you are going about in your leading, and MPOC is getting bigger, so we shouldn't look at it from a very myopic point of view that, oh, now we are small, but it's expanding. You know, so that's my point. Thank you.
Yeah, great. I'm not actually looking
hello, John.
At it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Remy.
Hi, Remy, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's important that we put it as part of the structure by making it an elected position instead of just an appointee. Hello?
The thing is, if I can say something,
yes.
I think that the secretary position and the treasurer position are sort of, well, I wouldn't say like being an expert is a requirement, but it needs that sort of skills that are suitable for those positions. And I think we could, like an appointment, basically having two appointments in the executive committee instead of elected positions gives the executive committee more flexibility on who we want to have there, and I think if like somebody comes along, the appointments are much easier to like change as well. If for example, now the secretary position wasn't really fulfilled, so it would be now easy to appoint somebody new instead. But when it's an elected position, we can't do it just as easy as that. So that's why I sort of like the idea of having these positions and secretary position, you know, for the future when we have more members and more active members, especially. But I would keep them as appointments instead of elected persons.
Okay, so I've got two for appointment and one. Did you have anything to say? If you can speak or just type, and Sam as well. If I believe Sam, you were for an appointment. I don't know if you had answered the question. And while we're waiting for Sam and Juan, I just want to say something quickly that I don't think that MPOC is going to remain small. I actually think it's the opposite. And that's even more why the executive has to be very streamlined and lease to function as an EC and be doing its job in terms of policy. So Remy is for elective. Sam is for appointment.
Sam here.
Hi, Sam. Go ahead.
I'm for appointment as well. The original charter was written when the IOC and the Red Cross and all those big guns were going to be flooding in, they thought, but instead they didn't show up. The kind of bill that we're thinking of, that NPOC is thinking about doing now, is a much more organic one, and I think a tight, well-run EC with the capacity to appoint people to cover tasks,
right,
whether they're treasury or whatever, gives it a lot more flexibility and a capacity to scale up and down as needed,
right,
without having to go back to the charter.
Right. That's exactly my thoughts are. Exactly. So we have one who, I don't know if he's still on the, Juan, did you have something to say? So I have everyone. Okay, so, yeah, I agree with those. Go ahead. Juan, can you hear us or can you type?
Yeah, I was hearing, yes. I agree with everyone talking about appointed position.
Okay.
Appointed position is good. I think that it would be also supposedly said with set criteria and quality, because of course we need that to be to select someone to do that position, right? So
right.
So appointed, I think, is very good.
Okay.
But my question is, maybe I am misunderstanding also again, and where then we are talking about secretariat position unappointed, but Mariam will not be inside the charter. She will be supporting us, but not inside the charter with a position, right?
That's
yes.
Correct. She's what they call staff support. So
okay.
She's a secretary. Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. So I've got 1, 2, 3. Four appointments. Poncele is for election, but agrees that if with an appointment, we set out the criteria, which I absolutely agree with. And Remy also agrees that we need to define what the responsibilities is, and those are absolutely what we have to do. By way of looks like appointment is the way of operating then. Great. So that was my big thing for the charter, Raul. So I was looking at all the positions and what needs to be done, because that's what I was looking at, what needs to be done, not people, what needs to be done. And it just seemed like there was a lot of overlap. So, sorry, go ahead. So appointment it is then. So I have it down as something that we have to reword, and we can talk about, as you said, on the discuss list, what those criteria would look like. Okay?
Excellent.
Yep. All right. Next. Go ahead. I think Juan was up for the next, if he had anything in his section. Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay. Juan, go ahead.
Okay. I really don't remember that there's any issue on that section. Maybe someone could find anything or something.
What was your section?
It was for the new executive committee, and we were talking about this between we were mixing. Because Raul was talking about the executive committee and mixed with some comments of your section from Jung. Mm-hmm. So I think that we already did. Just I think that a comment that 5th December that maybe responsibilities for the chair can go upper, and I don't remember more. And we were losing a task for the task or duties for communications coordinator, and I added to the new to our charter.
Okay.
So it's no more, I think.
Okay. All right, great. And any questions for one, Raul?
Nope.
Okay, and Remy, I guess, is next then. He had a section as well. Sam or Remy can go, I guess, whichever one. Remy, did you have any questions for your section? Remy still is on, right?
Joan,
yeah.
According to our charter review responsibilities table that Raul made, section 6, it was for voting. It was Gandahar.
Okay, yes, wait. So basically, I did that spreadsheet wrong, and I apologize for it. Basically, that should have the sections in the old charter, because it's the way we're doing, and now it has the new charter sections there.
Yeah.
So okay. I need to change that.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Well, that's
okay,
great that we're having this. So Ganga said he did section 4, and Juan says he did section 4. So.
Yeah, I don't know if Ganga's done it on the old charter or the new charter section 4.
Right. Go ahead, Ganga.
They're different.
Yeah. Can you address that then, Ganga? He did the old charter. Perfect. Remy is being okay. Great. Let's go with Ganga then, and then we'll wait for Remy, and or Sam can go as well. Did you have any questions or input from Ganga? Do you have any input from your section?
Hello, this is Ganga Varikar. All the points that are available in 4 old charter are covered somewhere else in new charter. They are not in one single place, but they are spread over.
Yes.
But there are certain things like office. There is a mention of the old charter, which is not there in the new charter. So there are small issues like that. Other than that, everything is covered.
And so which ones were they? Which ones did you see that were not there? Hello?
I'll just change the names of the sections in the spreadsheet now,
okay.
According to the old charter.
Okay,
so
great.
Then
yeah.
We might get a clearer picture. That was a real cock-up.
All right. Well, still, people still did do back and forth, regardless, so change that. But... okay, so 4.12 in the old charter. Let's go to that and see what that issue is. 4.1.2, okay. So 4.1 in the old charter is other committees, officers. Okay. All right, so none of that is actually... the membership charter consists of the following. Why is that as other committees?
Yeah, we still have some inconsistencies with the structure, too.
Right. Right.
And that's mildly put.
Mm-hmm. So this is the committees that are formed. Wow. We're supposed to have a general assembly too. Oh my lord. Okay. I'm going to put that down as something that you have to address the general assemblies. So Ganga, your question was the officers. Okay. So the officer of a committee, do we even need to be addressing this? Okay, so I could not locate a definition of officer. Oh, an officer is somebody that is elected. It's an elected
person. Oh, is it?
Yes. It's not clear to him who the officer is. That so the officer would be the membership coordinator, for example.
Sorry, where does it say that the officers are?
It does say it somewhere, but I will have to find it. Definition of officer. I'm just going to write it down so I look it up.
Yeah.
So it may not have defined it here, but... that's what usually is an officer. We'll have to make sure. Okay, so that was a good point. Any other point?
Because I was thinking an officer would be pretty much anyone with a title.
Yeah, that's what it looks like it is here. That's what I think that's what it's in the vein of what the committees are. That's what it looks like.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, which is fine too.
So, not necessarily...
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So I will look it up. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, so it's saying, you know, it should have said, instead of officers, it said the committee should consist of. That's all it should say.
Right, yeah.
You know, it makes it much easier. A chair, vice chair, recorder, right? So.
Yes.
So it's just wording. A lot of this was, like Sam points out in Poncelet, it, you know, this was based on the big organization called the Red Cross, you know, but... and in that case, they would have these sorts of things, but we're representing, you know, not-for-profits that are smaller. So...
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's, you know, we can change those wordings to just mean the committees. I think what we will end up saying something like the EC from or whatever, we create committees that are consists of, right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just
yes.
Those sorts of things.
Yeah, it's good to leave, like give us like sort of maximum flexibility.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I've changed the names on the spreadsheet now. So that's the headings for the old charter.
Right.
Just check that yours is right.
Okay, so I don't have that open, but I go through all of them anyway. You know, going back and forth in terms of.
Yeah, I'll just paste that onto the.
Yeah. Great.
On our Skype.
Okay, Ganga, thank you for that. Sam, did you want to go next, or Remy, for your sections? Remy's back?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Sam.
Okay, I'm supposed to be dealing with Section 7, correct?
I think so. So you were 1, 2, 3, I think first, and then 7. Remember there were 2?
There were 2? I didn't, sorry. Well, anyhow, for number 7,
Yeah.
Which is about leaving office. There are several problems in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say them now. I can circulate the document where I pulled it out. In 7-2, there's the resignation of the chair. I'm sorry, the resignation of the chair, and the vice chair takes over. There's nothing that has to do with the resignation of anybody else. They're not covered.
Now, this is section 7.2 in the old charter?
Two. In the new one.
The new one. Oh, okay. The new one. Okay.
There's nothing referring to the others if
right.
they resign.
Okay.
Further down, there's something referring to if they get booted out, the procedures. That'll come up in a minute. 7.3 refers to can be removed for non-participation as stipulated in, and it says section 7 D and E, but we don't do it as D and E anymore, so we have to. There's just a typo there that needs to be straightened out. And in 7.4, the sentence is incomplete. If somebody fails to attend three meetings, they send an apology, they will be treated as per section, and it's blank.
Okay.
I mean, the two things, the main thing to be further out is just to add some language about how if somebody resigns, they will be treated. And my suggestion is to treat them the same way that the EC treats a position where somebody's been removed, and that's if there's a temporary replacement to finish the term.
Right.
It does say there if the period is longer than 6 months that there should be a new election. I'm not sure that's a good idea, but that can be left there for now. So you may want to take part of 7.7 and use it. Just make 7.4 refer to 7.7.
Okay.
That's the easiest. Make 7.4 refer to 7.7.
So
7.3 refers to some way down there, too.
Right. Okay. Great. Great. See how these catches are really good?
Yeah. And there's a number in 7.8, there's an ad between impartiality and accountability. There's a 16 that needs to be removed.
In which one?
In 7.8, in the first sentence, there's a stray number in there.
Oh, right. 16.
Mm-hmm. And everything else seems to be okay in there.
Right. All right. Yeah, that's a good catch. Good, good. Okay. Any questions for Sam? No. Remy, did you want to go next then,
thank
please?
You.
Remy? Did he get back on? Recorder, yeah.
Hello, John.
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
You're asking a question.
Yes, go ahead.
You're asking a question. You're asking whether you should go back to something.
Having a hard time understanding Remy. It's my phone.
Okay.
Oh, Miriam is typing it. He wants to know his question. Oh. Sorry, when we were in LA, you had a section to compare. I'm asking if you had any input or you're able to do your session.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. So, Remy, I was asking, when we were in L.A., each of us were allocated a section to look at and compare the old charter to the new charter, if that subject or criteria was actually addressed in the from the new, the old to the new. Were you able to do that? I think his line is breaking.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Remy. Go ahead. Go ahead, Remy. He's having phone troubles. I know all about that sometimes. We heard you say hello, but that was it, Remy.
Okay. If you can hear me, yes, I was able to run through the session 8 given to me, and I also run through some of other sessions. I left some comments on the new charter.
Okay.
I only discovered that there was a session missing in terms of amendment of the charter. Thank you.
So, yeah, we have to be consistent. That's if we want to go in the old definitions of term. Items 1 to 4 or leave out. Okay. All right. So that's a new charter. So Raul, okay. He did number 8, he said.
Sorry, what was the number?
Remy said he did number 8. And
oh, okay.
Yeah. And his comment is that we have to be consistent. That is, if we need to, are going to add definitions to items 1 to 4. Okay. So let's go to that. Okay. So all of it. So, any recommendations that you could see, Remy?
Sorry.
In your section, did you have any recommendations? I mean, yes, it's great that we have to be consistent, but are there any recommendations that you saw that we should look at or any suggestions? I think that was the point of the exercise.
And nothing precisely. I think it was okay. The session was, that particular session was okay. But now I'm too time to go through other sessions and I left comments.
Okay.
And I thought, yeah. The only thing is that in the new chapter, we were having a different, that was the that particular session was a different number. It has a different numbering system from what we had earlier in the earlier one.
Right. That will be correct. Oh, okay. So the content was okay, but we have to just ensure that the numbering coincide with each other. Is that what you're saying, the references? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
It may not be the same because we have some new additions in the,
right,
in the new data that we're using.
Right. So, for example, in 8.3, I can see right now the reference to Section 0.3 of the ICANN bylaws. Is that consistent? So we have to double-check all of those. Okay. So that was the only...
Yeah, because I checked this up.
Right.
I checked this up. It's consistent with that particular number of 8.7 of ICANN bylaws.
Right. Okay, so you check that. So so it would be nice to know which ones that you're particularly concerned about then.
No, none. If there was any difference or product I wanted to change, I have suggested it.
Okay. So my understanding, Raul, is that the content was okay, and I mean, we all understand that we have to do a general edit, as Sam's pointed out, but the references to the different section and whatnot, we will have to do. So we'll do that probably when they're side by side. So if I understand Remy saying that the content was fine, but I'll look at it as well. As we're changing things, so.
Right. John, did you say that you're traveling on Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry. John?
Yes?
John?
Yes?
In the session, in the session 11, which has to do with bills, I left some comments there. I don't know whether you have been addressed. Yes, that's you. If we are going to introduce bills.
Section 11, which is dues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not comment there, because in some countries, especially in developing countries,
yeah.
We have challenges getting some of these things, some of the systems accepting their payment, things like that. So we also have to put that into consideration while taking decision on dues. Because the members may be interested in paying, but the modalities for them to get paid. The cost indication may even pass what we are getting from them as dues. So at the end of the day, it may not make sense actually to ask them to pay for the dues.
Okay. We just put it in there. We're not sure if we're going to go that route, but at least it's there.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Raul, you were asking me a question?
I might have been.
Yeah, it's about Monday that I'm going to be.
Oh yeah, that's right. If you're traveling on Monday, and I was wondering if we can still squeeze one more meeting before Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I can definitely identify a lot of stuff to do still.
Yeah.
So.
So what about Mary? What about Friday? Or Sunday.
Oh, like day after tomorrow?
Yeah. Or Saturday?
Yeah.
It doesn't work on. No, it'll have to be Friday.
Right. Yeah, Friday won't do me. I'm going to the open data day.
Right. So I can do it when I'm in Puerto Rico for next week.
So would Tuesday be all right
yeah.
with you?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay. Right. Could we schedule another meeting at 1 UTC for Tuesday, Mariam?
Sure, let me just double check that. One second.
Mm-hmm. So, Ganga is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But Tuesday is also good.
Is that any? Is that good for others?
So that's Tuesday the 6th, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Is Tuesday or Tuesday is fine for me, but Wednesday is good as well.
Yeah, Wednesday is. I think most of us will be traveling that way.
Right.
So
Ganga said the 6th is okay.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So at same time.
Mm-hmm.
Not 9 o'clock?
Yep.
8 o'clock or 9 o'clock?
Let's speak UTC again. So 13 UTC.
Okay, 1300 UTC. All right.
John?
Yes?
Sam here, just one quick final comment from me for today. The to-do list, the Excel spreadsheet thing, put down a Section 7 from the old charter for me to comment on.
Yes.
Section 7 had to do with the impact appointment of a council rep to the GNSO. We don't have one, so that whole Section 7 in the old one isn't in the new one, and that's correct. It shouldn't be in the new one. So we can just draw a line through that.
So check Section 7 from the old or the new?
The
way it's written out on the spreadsheet now, the way it's worded on the spreadsheet, it's referring to Section 7 on the old one,
right.
GNSO Council Representative CRs, which is either a mistake or my name is next to it. I'm just saying it's irrelevant.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
We're okay. We don't have to do anything there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's meet again on Tuesday. So would you do some cross references from this input then, Raul?
Yeah. Mariam, send notes by email to all the participants, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I may have to be traveling that day, too. I have to set out my Chinese visa.
Right. That's fun.
That's one way of putting it.
It's not. Hey, listen, after India, anything is fun.
Mm.
Gosh, India's visa was such a... Oh, I don't want to even talk about that anymore. Anyway... Okay, so we're good then. I tend to look at things from a logistics point of view as well. You know, will it work? How will it function? Things like that. So, anyway, I think we're good for next week then. We can call this one to an end if no one else has anything to say. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So everybody agrees on the if you can have a look at the spreadsheet that has the charter review allocation, if you can just make sure that those are like your correct sections.
Okay.
I'm actually thinking of maybe making some kind of a map where we could actually link the section in new section if the old section is there. Because if it's not, that might be like a problem.
Yeah.
But I could try and do that for like I'll do a separate spreadsheet for checking that. In fact, I'll do one for each whole section. You know, like from 1 to 11. I'll make a spreadsheet for all those bits and like how to, or like where basically to say that this section is in the new section here, you know, and then record that section, what is in the new one, and otherwise just leave comments, because I think that's the only way we can really be sure that it's all there. And if we need to discuss anything, that'll take me a couple of hours, I think, but I think it'll be worth it, because that's going to be one way of really finding out that if we have everything put together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if that works for you, that's okay.
Yeah, I can do that. Because I screwed up with the spreadsheet just now, that's my fault. So I'll prepare it, make it better, more thorough.
Right. And for me, Miriam, if the printed copies are there in Puerto Rico, I will also go through it and just cross-reference it that way as well, so it's being done both ways. Because I think we're at the point where we have to make sure that, like as Sam says, we have to, and Remy, we have to be consistent. So I'll check those things, or try to check them before the meeting, certainly before the planning meeting for sure. So, okay?
Yeah.
Joan, sorry, my hand is up. Won't have staff until Friday, Saturday,
mm-hmm.
at least Friday. So that would be the only time you can get the printed copies. So from Saturday.
Is when?
From Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that before our outreach?
Yeah. Yeah, that will.
Yeah, because officially it doesn't start until. Okay. All right. So be it, I guess.
Mariam, have you already like sent the order through? I mean, should we maybe use a local printer just to give some more money to Puerto Rico and, you know, to have it right there?
No, I haven't sent the order through at all because from the last action item, I was told I was going to have to wait for you and John to give me the instructions to do that.
Oh, okay, right. Well. Do you think you'd be able to, like, pick a printer place at Puerto Rico and just deal with them?
No, because I'm not going to be in Puerto Rico, so that will be, I don't know anybody who would be able to help with that.
So if I was in Puerto Rico and I used the, let's say the hotel then, would I be reimbursed? Because it's 60 pages.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to ask.
No, I'm okay.
I'm gonna do it anyway. So,
all right. Look,
we need to get it done, right? So,
yeah, I can look for a printer, a place, and then they will send the bill to Mariam. She pays it, and they deliver it to Jones Hotel. How's that?
Well, I'll have to get permission for that first because I can't take that decision on my own to pay for something.
Okay, well, let us know as soon as you can then. You know.
Yes, please.
And one question is, what about the printed material? Are you talking about the booklet or the charter one? Both. My understanding is that the booklets are going to be there, but it's probably not going to be next week. It'll be during the conference. As far as I know, they are going to be in Puerto Rico. I did receive an email asking when I was going to arrive, and I've sent that information for the booklet and the flyers. And so now we've just arranged for the printed material, waiting to hear back from Mariam. For sure, the printed material for our planning session will be there. But the issue is, will it be there for next week? Am I correct, Mark?
Yes.
Mariam? Yeah, okay. All right. All right, I think that's it then. So we'll talk on Tuesday. Otherwise, see you on emails or Skype.
All right.
Cheers, thanks a lot. Great job. We're getting there.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Wendy, you may stop the recording and disconnect all lines. Thank you so much for your time today.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.